With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Wednesday saw deadly flooding and severe weather in the southern Midwest.
One man has died in Dallas after his vehicle became stuck in high water during heavy rain and severe weather. A tornado touched down in the Kansas City area, and firefighters made about 70 water rescues around Wichita, Kansas. With more storms in the forecast, officials warn that the soil in the area is saturated, and even an inch or two of rainfall could lead to localized flooding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump signs a proclamation banning travel from 12 countries, citing security risk. The list includes Iran, Haiti, Somalia, and Sudan. People from seven countries will have partial restriction, including Cuba and Venezuela. A former secretary of the U.S. Senate says it's understandable that Elon Musk has grown frustrated with the slow pace of change in government spending.
Kelly Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network Musk's frustration is due in large part to his experience as a successful entrepreneur.
I think he really is very concerned about the deficit. This guy, he's a business guy, and he likes to move fast.
Johnson says there's a world of difference between the private sector and what goes on Capitol Hill.
A very different process for how things happen.
A process that often confronts those ambitious for change with the need for patience, consensus building, and compromise.
This is sausage making, and as we all know, that's not always fun to watch.
Bob Agner reporting.
Justice Department is pressing a federal appeals court to reverse a judge's ruling that blocked President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship. The three-judge panel hearing marks for the first time one of the nation's intermediate courts has heard oral arguments over the constitutionality of that controversial policy. It comes as the Supreme Court is also considering whether it should modify the lower court injunctions to allow Trump to partially begin enforcing the policy while the legal challenges are resolved. This is SRN News. Christians prepare to celebrate Pentecost.
Believers around the globe will gather this Sunday to commemorate the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles as described in the Bible. The Bible also indicates that commemorations of the event began shortly after it first occurred. Many churches will have special services or special events on Sunday. Some hold an all-night prayer vigil heading into the date. Eastern Orthodox congregations will hold a three-day feast to mark Pentecost. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing has announced mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. 3 months ago, World Athletics became the first Olympic sport to reintroduce chromosome testing. This is SRN News. Markets lost steam and mixed trading on Wednesday.
Stocks moved mostly sideways in a quiet day on Wall Street as the market's momentum slowed after rallying for several weeks. The S&P 500 was essentially flat Wednesday. The index is within 2.8% of the all-time high it set in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 91 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market following a pair of weaker-than-expected reports on the services sector and hiring by private employers. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.36%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Education Department says Columbia University has failed to meet the standards for accreditation. The department said Columbia is in violation of federal anti-discrimination laws for tolerating harassment of Jewish students on campus. According to the department, if a university fails to come into compliance, an accreditor must take appropriate action. More details at srnnews.com.